go. So, any other questions? I know Summer Street's a big one. Any other ones outside of that?
No. All right, do we want to go ahead and discuss? Do you want to talk about
Summer Street? Yeah, sure. You know, anyway, there is a little ulterior motive for me being here today, because I am aware that the association has some questions about the Summer Street incident. And just for orientation, collaterally, I'm assigned as Emergency Operations Group Commander, which means SWAT, bomb team, negotiations team, and our crowd control team. That falls under my command, as did the Summer Street incident. So, and I know in reading the notes from the last meeting that there was concerns with the Neighborhood Association about what had occurred on Summer Street, and maybe some questions about different things. So I guess in a nutshell, let me begin by saying, having anyone's property burned and seeing that occur is painful, obviously clearly painful to homeowners. That's painful for us too. And mm-hmm. So I just want to say that, you know, we're not happy about that outcome. But just to come back and peel back on some things that I am aware of, there's some questions in the notes about the last meeting about the police report. So just for info, this notebook here, this is the entire investigation for the Summer Street incident. And there's a, I don't know how many gig flash drive in here with photographs, recordings, the whole gamut. I will tell you, the investigation is very comprehensive. We cannot release this report. The individual, Ketchum, has been arrested. He's awaiting trial. Public records, freedom of information. Until that has a court date attached to it, if we were to release the report, we potentially would violate, we could potentially corrupt a jury pool. And so there's no issues. This is not a matter. We want to be transparent with this incident, which is in part why I'm here. But there's some things that we cannot do. In releasing that full police report, we cannot do that. In fact, this case now belongs to the district attorney's office because they're prosecuting the case. I hope that alleviates any questions about the report. I'd be happy to answer any questions about that.
What? Refresh my memory. What's going on Summer Street?
1050 Summer Street. January 25th, and I'll peel it back for all you guys on how we got here.
Okay.
It was sometime after 7 a.m. We had a burglary close to that residence. Individual goes out to his garage, finds Mr. Ketchum in his garage. There's a confrontation. There is a physical confrontation. Ketchum goes to his waistband to some degree, says he has a gun. They disengage, they run off.
You're just using Ketchum as a makeup name for this thing?
No, his name is actually Kenneth Ketchum.
Oh, really?
Yes. We eventually did, but I'll get to that part.
Okay, well, go on with the story, please.
I will tell you that Ketchum's pretty elusive because he had evaded us for at least two vehicle pursuits. We wanted him ahead of that. But he gets into 1050 Summer. He breaks into that. It's an occupied residence. Our officers arriving on scene, they do not know he's broke into 1050 Summer Street. And the first arriving officer says, "I believe I just heard a gunshot. Do we have another gunshot call out here?" And that's on a dispatch recording. Mm-hmm. Come to find out that Ketchum had gone into 1050 Summer as the homeowner from the original incident was chasing him, and our officer was arriving on scene. The glass flew out of the house. There's a crack, a loud bang. Ketchum's there with something black in his hand. And he says something to the effect of, "The original homeowner, I told you I had a gun, I'm going to kill you." So mm-hmm. just so you guys know our mindset going into this, it's not just we have a guy that says he has a gun. We have a guy that we believe has a gun and is now shot. That's what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what gets the SWAT team there. In and of itself, if a guy says he has a gun and runs into a house and we have nothing else, that will not get our SWAT team there. The fact that we believe we have a shot fired, here comes the SWAT team. We encircle the house with the SWAT team. We get on the radio. PA system said, "Hey, Ketchum, come on out." He comes mm-hmm. to the window at some point, yells at us, and says, "I'm coming out." We think, hey, this is good. So a period of time goes by, and here's some of the questions that maybe you've been asked or are curious. We get no response from Ketchum. Everything goes quiet. We deploy a flashbang, or we call it sound light or flashlight diversionary device. That is big bang, big flash. We do not bang interiors of houses. We do not throw flashbangs into houses.
Mm-hmm.
That flashbang was thrown on the exterior of the house, well away from the house. We do not do that. There's questions raised, and I know there's some stuff in the letter that was sent to the chief of police about flashbangs being dangerous. Yes, flashbangs are dangerous. There's a reason why we do not throw them into houses, and that's one of the reasons. They are a fire hazard, and they can cause some injuries. We do not throw them in a house. We never throw them anywhere where we cannot see. So we did not introduce a flashbang into the house at that time. We threw it to the exterior of the house. 10, 15 minutes later, a fire started in the basement of the house.
Hmm.
We did not initiate that fire. So I will tell you that we occupied the house next door. Our firefighters that are assigned to our SWAT team had a great idea. They ran a hose into that house, and from within that house, from a position of safety, we were able to launch water into the basement at 10:50 summer, and we extinguished the fire initially. We thought we're good. So at that point, all we're doing is sitting back and calling to catch him to try to get him to come out of the house. Because I will tell you, when we have an individual that's armed with a gun that we believe has shot, and he's now barricaded in a house, that is not something that we're going to just push right into, because we're just going to promote or provoke a confrontation. That only ends up, by and large, it only ends up one way. Shots are fired, bad things happen. So we're not going to do that. We'll sit outside and we'll try to call him to us. We were also writing a warrant for the location. We were waiting for that affidavit to be reviewed by a judge, at which point, once we had that search warrant in hand, then we would look at doing something a little bit differently. Over about an hour and a half to a two-hour period, we continued to loud hail catch him. We got no response from him from the house. And I don't know the time frame, so don't hold me to that, please. But at some point, again, fire erupts from the basement of the house, and this time the fire is boiling quickly. And we're trying to put water in, but there's nothing we can do. At that point, I notified our SWAT team. I said, put gas into that house. And we did launch tear gas into the house. Mm-hmm. That decision was made on the fact that there was areas of the house that were not touched by that fire that we believe Ketchum could be in there. And I told them to do that because we wanted to put the gas in the house to drive Ketchum out so then the fire department could come in and fight the fire. We were trying to do something positive there. One of the things I want everybody here to know is we put no incendiary devices into that house. We launched defense technology 40-millimeter barricade penetrating rounds. They are non-pyrotechnic. We put nothing in that house that would initiate a fire.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't do it.
So do you think that the guy initiated the fire?
If you're asking my personal belief, absolutely 100% without a doubt. Ketchum started that fire.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let this fly where it will. Once the report's released, you guys see causation of fire and things, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But I'm not trying to be defensive here. I'm trying to just answer questions. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
a longer story short, Ketchum had crawled out from a basement window underneath a deck. We believed he might have been underneath the deck, but we weren't sure because we didn't know the window was there.
Mm-hmm.
We threw a second flashbang into the backyard of the residence, not into the residence, up near the deck, and continued to call underneath the deck, say, come out to us. Didn't happen. We got no response. We launched a hand-delivered tear gas round into the backyard. It kind of flowed underneath the deck. Still, we got no response. We launched a barricade penetrating round underneath the deck through the lattice work that was there. And unfortunately, and quite inadvertently, we had a skip round there, and that barricade penetrating round entered Ketchum's abdomen. I don't know what to tell you on that. I mean, not intended, not something we wanted. Not the use of the force tool that we wanted to do.
Hmm.
But it did have an effect because he did come out and surrender to us at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So that ended the incident. So as I understand the concerns, and I hope I address them correctly, we cannot release a police report. There is a comprehensive police report that has been done, including a use of force review as far as the launching of the 40-millimeter barricade penetrating round that went into Ketchum's abdomen. That not what we want either. I mean, clearly that's not something we want to have happen. Mm-hmm. We did not put any incendiary devices into that house at no time, any way, shape, or fashion. We only deployed two flashbangs on that thing. Both were in the exterior of the residence. And at the end of the day, yet again, I reiterate, that was not the outcome we wanted out of that. And it's unfortunate for all of us, I think, so.
I'll bet it was.
Anyway, I'm happy to answer any questions that I can.
Yeah, what technologies did you use? Because I'm thinking, you know, if we want to report a crime or anything, what technologies might we use if we need to capture, if we see something and need to capture it?
As far as capturing the evidence?
Yes.
Well, I like the SCRAM program. Mm-hmm. Now, let me digress for just a minute and just go back to SCRAM. One of my former assignments was I commanded our criminal investigation section.
Mm-hmm.
We had a whodunit murder. We didn't know who had done what. And we went back down Commercial Street to every business, and we went through video camera footage that was showing out on a commercial street until we found a vehicle that was associated with what we believed to be this homicide.
Mm-hmm.
We tracked it back through just video surveillance and were able to make an arrest out of that case, out of a whodunit murder. Mm. So video evidence is fantastic. So love the video stuff.
Yeah.
Going back to Summer Street, can I?
I'm just curious. What is the 40 millimeter barrier penetrating round? What are those for exactly?
Yeah, good question. Yeah. So a 40 millimeter is the launching platform, and what it is it's just, it looks like a large single shot shotgun.
Huh.
And what it does is by primer initiation only. It doesn't have like a gunpowder charge behind it, primer initiated, it launches a small plastic cup. And what we'll do is we'll put those plastic cups usually through a window at an upward angle so we don't injure anybody. And once it enters, once it breaks a barrier, it opens up the cup and it releases, in our case, tear gas is what we use.
Okay, I see. So it's a delivery for the...
It's a delivery system, yes, sure. Very good, thank you. Right. Chemical munition delivery system.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Yes.
So a couple of questions that came up at last meeting. Mm-hmm. How many houses were involved? It sounds like two. Is that correct? From
two,
the point where he had an altercation with the first property owner?
Yeah. To my knowledge, two.
Okay.
Now, I have to qualify that as I was not part of the investigation.
Sure.
I'm only going by what I was briefed at the time when I arrived as a commander.
And then I think you actually answered all the other questions that I remember or wrote down last time, but one of them that I didn't hear was for the second home that on Summer Street, how did the Ketchum enter that home? Was it through an unlocked door? Did you break in, or are you at liberty to say that?
I think I can.
Okay.
I'm not privy to that, but
okay.
If
that was one
me,
of the questions that came up was,
if
yeah,
you give
did
me
he
just
actually
a
like,
half
break
a second.
In or did he go through an unlocked door? Or
give me half
like
a second.
But, okay.
I think I can release to you that Ketchum did not talk to us and requested an attorney, so we have no statements from him, but we did interview the original homeowner. I just have to find that report. No, we don't know how he entered.
Okay.
The woman that was home was in bed with earphones in and didn't hear until she heard a door.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that I can't tell you.
Sure.
Hmm.
Was she released or did she escape on her own?
She went out on her own. Yeah.
Any other questions for the officer? Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah,
you
bet.
I do appreciate you coming and,
yeah,
and sharing as much as you can.
I hope I've answered questions. If not, my contact information is in there. Happy to talk to any of you at all time. And it doesn't even have to be about this incident. If something else raises questions, more than happy at any point to talk about particularly emergency operations or what we're doing patrol-wise. I affectionately like to say I have two full-time jobs, but it takes me a little while sometimes to get back. But I will. So.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You.